The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Welcome to hour number two of the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Final hour. The last 2 weeks have been really fun sitting in for John Stadtmuller. I'd like to thank him for giving me the opportunity. I'd like to thank you for all your kind words. It's been fun, to say the least. It's kind of been like old home week, more than anything. It's amazing how many people I've got emails from that used to listen to me many, many, many years ago. I've always been doing the same thing. I haven't changed. Just on another network in another state. this hour, open lines. Whatever you want to talk about. 800-313-9443. And we go to New Orleans and Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Robbie Noel. You haven't heard my voice in a long, long time, but I do remember you on American Freedom Network. In fact, I was in constant communication with you up to 1998.
Uh-oh. Now, you're stretching my memory now.
I realize that. I realize that. That was when the American Freedom Network was out of Johnstown and some other town in Colorado. But,
yeah.
But at any rate, I just wanted to call to remind you that I've been doing a lot of things since 98. I even ran for president within the Libertarian Party last year and got a chance to speak at their convention to present the pro-life position to the LP. Didn't know it didn't work. I still did that much for it.
Well, God bless you, Jeff.
Of course, we've had a bad loss down here. One of our prominent people who was a prominent leader in the Birch Society, Leo Champagne, died last Sunday. I was there at the funeral yesterday when they buried him.
Sorry to hear that.
I know. It's sad for that. The only other thing I have to say about it is that I've been listening to both Genesis and Republic Networks off and on because I've got a good shortwave radio to do it. But I have a problem with two of your people on Republic. And for the same reason, they both can't stand Ayn Rand.
I've got no idea who that is.
Frank Whelan and, unfortunately, Dr. Stanley Monteith.
Oh, Dr. Stan.
Yeah.
Dr. Stan's a good man.
He's a good man, but he's got a problem with being such a mystic that he can't figure out why Christianity has a problem in trying to defeat communism, but unfortunately it does, and you've seen it down in South Africa, and I've seen it in this country.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a major problem.
But Frank Whelan's even worse. He specifically hates the use of man's reason as a tool of survival, and that's no good at all because I found as a blind person that if I don't think, I can get shot down pretty quick, regardless of whether I'm walking in the street or at home doing anything else. But unfortunately, Frank is too much of a believer in acceptance without evidence or proof, which is faith, and that can be very, very dangerous, especially if you're standing near a railroad track and that train's coming at you 80 miles an hour, and you have to know when to not move across that track.
Yeah, but you can't you can't hang a man just because he differs on one subject with you. You know, remember that I may not agree with you, but I will die to defend your right to say
it. Right, he has a right to say it, and that's
absolutely
right, he does.
But we got to take a break.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Zale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Zale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away. Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Once again, my scheduled guest for this hour is Janie Allen, but she's come down with a bad bug and won't make it, but she'll be back next week, I'm sure. It depends how long it takes to get rid of the bug. You still there, Jeff?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, so don't hold it against Jeff. Jeff's a good guy.
The only thing I was going to say, Frank, sorry. Yeah, well, the only thing I have to say in conclusion is this, that I've been watching all the evidence and so on from your network, from Genesis, and from a lot of other networks, and it's quite obvious that George Walker Bush is the real terrorist around here, and the more he continues with these draconian laws, the worse it's going to get. I've never seen a more paranoid bunch of people in the federal government in terms of its security business.
They banned bookmatches.
I know. It's gotten so bad, I'm not even going to be able to fly a plane anymore because of this, and that's why I'm fighting so hard to keep Amtrak going.
What makes you think you're going to be able to escape not producing your papers on Amtrak?
Because of the fact that Amtrak's police have more experience than a lot of these people. They have not put in these draconian laws.
No, you wouldn't be. If the Senate passes this bill, mm-hmm. the national ID...
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 years, you will not be able to enter any government facility. You will not be able to get on any aeroplane. I guarantee you won't be able to get on Amtrak without producing your national ID card.
Well, I'll probably be in the grave, by then, because it'll probably be a shootout and I'll probably be killed. But I could care less, because I'm not putting up with that stuff. I've had to use identity cards on RTA since the 80s, and I have an identity card from Forest Isles Apartments, and I'm not about in one way to have to risk having to walk several blocks down a busy highway to get to a driver's license bureau to try to get an ID card business.
Yeah, I hear you, Jeff. Anyway, hang in there, brother. It's good
okay.
to hear from you. Thank you so much.
We'll keep in touch.
Absolutely. Joe from Virginia. Hey, Joe.
Nice to hear you're back on the air. I talked to you years ago. Fortunately, at that time, I could use my real name.
Now, come on. Come on, Joe.
Nah.
Tell us who you really are.
No, I can't. I'm a federal worker. How's that?
Well, you're my empathy, brother.
Yeah, well, you know how it goes, right?
Yep.
One point I wanted to make is, you know, there's never been any interviews of anyone that was in that wing of the Pentagon at the time the supposed airplane struck the Pentagon.
Yep.
And if there has been, they kind of hold the party line.
But, I mean, you know, even I mean, the simplest argument. Here we have the Pentagon, the most secure place in America. They must have hundreds of surveillance cameras outside. Hundreds. But yet we have one shot. There's just one surveillance camera. There's so many inconsistencies with so many different things.
Yeah, apparently there were three cameras, and they were all confiscated by the FBI.
Yeah, and I mean, even the president reading the stories to... Now, here is a situation. This is something else nobody has put together. That event at the school where the president was reading the book, his location was widely known. It was publicized in the local papers there 3, 4, 5 days before the event. Everybody knew the president was coming. The question is, how come the Secret Service didn't rush him out of that place immediately? Because if you were a terrorist and you wanted to do more damage than the World Trade Center towers, would be obviously taking out the President of the United States.
Oh, I agree, Robbie. Well, maybe that's because they already had Karl Rove.
Well, it's just there's so many inconsistencies with so much of the story. And then when you look at, obviously, what's come down the pike since then, you have to ask yourself, this whole thing was a setup. Because they knew they couldn't pass a single piece of this legislation under any other circumstance. They had to create the ultimate boogeyman, which they did do. I mean, they created the ultimate boogeyman. This boogeyman is so perfect, as I've said before, that even Robert Mugabe now says he's against terrorism.
Yes, I agree, Robbie. And the whole thing is how they're going to put Humpty Dumpty back together again now that it's starting to fall apart.
Well, this is, there you go. That's the $64,000 question, right?
Yeah. Oh, one other thing. You realize how you sound like a prep school boy when you talk to Atlanta?
Thanks, Joe.
I'll see you.
Okay. By the way, we have cool ID at the station. I know exactly who you are. Bruce from Kentucky.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, my friend.
I have a question.
Fire away.
These people that you said were spending millions of dollars on putting on ads.
Yeah.
In the paper.
Yep.
They should put the RBN and Genesis network logo or whatever you call it, website, in their ads too, so people have somewhere to go after they read their ad.
Well, if Carl Schwartz has anything to do with it, I guarantee you it'll happen.
Well, I mean, you might mention that to him if you know him or see him, because I'm saying if they read that ad about some problem and then there's no place to go after that, then the people just leave it right there.
Yeah, but people have a way, with all the access that we have to the media today, thanks to the Internet in large part.
How much in your country, Rhodesia or South Africa, how much disarming of the people took place as the Reds took over?
Well, it was immediate in Rhodesia.
How did they do it?
Well, you see, unfortunately, you're dealing with people of Western values, Western cultures, who ultimately believe in the rule of law, and they will obey laws, even if they are unconstitutional or illegal laws. When Robert Mugabe came into power, the first thing he did, under the guise of healing the nation after many years of war, was he banned what he called weapons of war. The definition of a weapon of war was any rifle that had the capacity to hold more than two shells in the magazine. And the people simply handed over their whether it was FNs at the time. FNs were very prevalent, 7.62 fully automatics, which not only did every farmer have, but obviously anybody who had been in the military had one as well. And, yeah, the people just simply handed over their firearms.
You know, something you might mention is I think the UN classifies weapons as mass destruction as including firearms.
Oh, sure they do.
You might mention that on air once in a while so people get that through their heads.
Oh, yeah. The thing that's standing between America and full-blown totalitarian regime is the fact they are 80 million gun owners.
This website where you can find out how your politician voted, is it thomas.loc.gov?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and
you
then,
might mention
and then,
that, because then the people, if they're going to get involved, they have to know how these idiots voted.
Sure.
So they could call it on them in their own home state.
Yeah, and
you
if
know,
you want to...
A lot of times the people back home don't know what they do because no one's going to tell them.
You know, when, okay? when you go to Thomas, which is, as you said, thomas.loc.gov. For instance, if you want to read about the real ID, when you punch up the page, there'll be a little box at the top, and you just put in the bill number, such as HR418, and it'll list all the sponsors, the co-sponsors, who voted for it, and everything else.
I have another situation. If the New World Order is so bad, doesn't the Twin Towers represent the New World Order?
Well,
if the New World Order is so bad and the Pentagon supports it, doesn't that make the Pentagon bad? And if that's the case, well, who cares what happens to them?
Well,
I mean, why are some people so worried about what happened to them?
Well, it's I think the World Trade Center Towers was more a symbol of, if you will, a phallic symbol for capitalism,
uh-huh,
as opposed to New World Order.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I often said, look, there was a perfectly good black building just down the street from there that they could have hit.
Yeah, well,
if you know what I mean.
Another question is, if the United Nations represents the New World Order, and I guess it does,
yeah,
how come somebody didn't go after that?
Exactly. And I think it has a bigger frontage than. But anyway, yeah, we can only wish. Thanks,
Jeff.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. What's that, Jeff? I've forgotten. That was Bruce. I don't know. I've lost count. Who's next?
Oh, hello, Robbie.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
This is Chip in Tennessee.
How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, good. How are you doing? My wife, Marty, and I used to listen to you on our local AM station. It was WBCR before you went off this area. This was way back in the late 90s, and she used to listen to you every morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think you were her favorite talk show host.
Well, thank you.
And I just wanted to thank you and John Stapmiller, Alex Jones, and Steve Quayle for... Your voices in the wilderness have really enlightening the American people as to what's going on. And I wanted to know if you could give me your address where we could get a copy of your book, The Day America Died. We don't have a computer, so if you had a post office box or something, we could write you.
That wasn't my book.
Oh.
But if you give me a second, let's see here if I can get it for you. You may, I tell you what you do. Hang up the phone, get a pen and piece of paper.
Okay.
And after the next break, I'll have the information for you.
Okay, and just again, it's just a joy to listen to you, and thank you so much for all that you've done.
Oh, Jeff, I'm humbled. Thank you.
Okay, take care now.
Thanks, my friend.
heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Friends, on a Friday, trying to find the address for John Kaminsky. I'm on his website. I can't find it for the life of me. Sometimes websites, they hide their addresses somewhere. But you can order the book online. I don't know if this helps you, but the web address is War Folly. It's warfolly.vzz.net. And you can access his book on that site, and that's John Kaminsky's site. And that's the best I can do for now. I will search and see if I can find it again a little later. In the meantime, let's go back to the phones, and as it would happen, my system crashed. Oh, it's back up again. We got Carl from New York. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing?
Very well. It's Friday, and I've got 35 minutes left to go.
Yeah, I talked to you about a couple of week ago at your place of business.
Yes, sir.
But I want to commend you on the terrific job you've done the last 2 weeks. I've enjoyed listening to you. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Link TV, public broadcasting system out of California?
Link TV?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's terrific. They're like people like you, Staff Miller, and everything. They have a 45-minute thing going on this week about how America has gone down the tubes, how Bush has lied to the public and everything.
Sure.
How the European countries, the people in other countries, think that American people are nothing liars and deceitful people.
No. Because obviously I've had experience with being on the other side of the pond.
Yeah.
The people overseas understand that governments do not reflect the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a simple fact of life.
Well, I think they meant that he was our government.
Well, sure. They're anti-government. They're not anti-American.
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Alexis de Tocqueville saw this many years ago when he came and he wrote the famous line that America is good because America is America's great because America is good. And then he added on, America will cease to be great when America ceases to be good. But he wasn't referring to the people, because he went on to add that if you want to see the real spirit of America, if you want to see what America is all about, do not walk through the halls of Congress, do not stand in front of its monuments, go down and visit its churches and meet its people.
True, yeah.
So they knew back in the 1800s, so I'm assuming that a large majority, well, myself, for instance, I didn't hold it against Americans because of Jimmy Carter handing over my country to Robert Mugabe.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But they made a comment about you could train a monkey to wave a flag, but you can't get a monkey to read the Constitution.
Yeah.
And that really hit me right there. But it's a 45-minute documentary, knowledgeable people of what's going on with our government and everything.
Well, so
if anybody gets a chance, it's on a satellite dish.
Okay.
And it's terrific.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure, sir. We got Fred in Philly.
Hey, Fred. Robbie.
All right, sir.
First of all, I like the Intel report, and I'd actually like to get a copy of the theme music for it, if I could. Is there any way that I could?
You can buy his whole CD by Steve Voss.
Steve Voss?
Yeah, I think it's VAUS.
Okay. I want to bring up the Nightline shows the last two nights. You had a false premise at the beginning of the series. It's on a bio attack and the reaction to it. The U.S. has had a CDC stockpile of anthrax, and Russia has one near Moscow. But the viewers should also realize that if you pick over the media stories very carefully over the last 20 years, you realize that the intelligence services of at least these two countries and more probably have smallpox.
Oh, sure.
And the fact is you're not going to be able to, first of all, you're not going to be able to know what has hit a population unless you have the truth come out about these intelligence services and their plans. And
sure.
Also the fact is that you have so many different things that you have to know exactly what has been released, and you wouldn't know.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends, on this wonderful Friday. Look, I'm just happy it's Friday. Fred, you're still there. We ran into a hard break there. Yeah. Sorry, brother.
The source of information on smallpox should not be Nightline. It should not be the mainstream media. I advise that everybody should have a library of their own. They should go to discussion groups, use the internet intelligently, and listen to shortwave radio at the very least. I will also mention I completely endorse your statement that you say that these activists and people who are just trying to get the truth out are being arrested, and they are in fact being held incommunicado. You had a gentleman down in the Atlanta area, DeKalb County, who was held without charges, without communication to the outside. He didn't even know where he was for 5.5 months, starting in around May.
Well, sure. I mean, once you have this nebulous thing called enemy combatant, and the legislation surrounding an enemy combatant, it's no different to the laws that were in place in South Africa.
Right.
It's exactly the same.
And Alex Jones Show had a gentleman, John, from I believe it was Western Canada, who called in, and he mentioned the fact that he had publicized the the leaked plans that George Bush had for the invasion of Afghanistan to occur on September 12th. And because he had been active in publicizing this fact, and it wasn't denied, the fact was not denied, the Canadian government used some kind of violation, you know, in their eyes, to arrest him. And I think that we had a bogus election also in 2004 in the United States. I mean, you've had, have you ever met or had Victoria Collier or Bev, what's the woman's name who does the vote?
The vote fraud?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had another guy on. He wrote a book. And we're going back into the mid-90s. He wrote the book on...
Oh, you got James Collier on?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's a guy. Yeah, yeah. But that was a long...
Incredible.
Sure.
He's incredible.
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, though, in my opinion, I mean, Kerry had the perfect opportunity...
Kerry was crooked. Kerry was crooked.
I tell you where he lost it. He lost it as soon as he was here. He was in Colorado. He was visiting. He was up at the Grand Canyon, and a press person asked him, knowing now what you know about, you know, weapons of mass destruction, would you have still attacked Iraq? And he said yes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what he's angling for. Maybe he's hoping to stay in power, or I think he's addicted to power. Kerry is, and I think that he won't do anything that takes any kind of political risk. And there's worse, probably, things about Kerry. I'm being charitable to Kerry, but I do think that the process cannot be tampered with. That is just as much a right that I have as anything in the Bill of Rights. Is that my vote is counted and that it isn't tampered with. It doesn't matter what the technology is used. I don't want it changed.
Well, you know, I have a problem with the voting system per se. I mean, my personal feeling is this. It's not, we shouldn't be debating how people vote. We should be debating who should be able to vote. Because the system is in it's this majority rule thing. It's one man, one vote, which is flawed in and of itself.
Yeah, well, I don't want the extremes of either mob rule or absolute monarchy. I don't want that. I don't know anyone sane and sensible who wants that. I don't know if that issue can be mixed up I think the best way to handle that is to keep the states' rights as far as handling the election and let them set their own requirements. I'm all for that. I don't want the federalization of the states' powers on election requirements, but I do want the big media out of the counting process. I don't want this consortium to be in there that has absolute control over tallies of votes that are forwarded to them. I think that we have to have citizens' juries to be at polling places and to have each state tally the total of the local citizens' juries overseeing these votes. And then, because it is transparent, we can have a grand total that people can have confidence in.
So, and there should be a test before you're allowed to vote. Just 10 easy questions to make sure you understand, just so that you have a relatively good chance of understanding the issues.
Robbie, I want to ask you, you had the Republic Broadcasting, Save Republic Broadcasting campaign. I don't know what the status of it is. I would like to maybe do what they have over at TFN. And that is me and other people could basically be correspondents to Republic Broadcasting and forward stories to Republic Broadcasting, which of course you would not have to run, but you could run if you did think they were newsworthy.
Well, sure. We've got a forum that allows you to do exactly that. All you got to do is go to the website at rbnlive.com.
Right. But TFN has a situation where a person can have press credentials to go into state and federal courthouse.
Now you're going way above my pay grade, man. You'll have to talk to Mr. Stattmiller about that. Okay, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Bobby in Kansas. Hey, Bob.
Hey there, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good. How many people does it take to keep America safe?
Not a lot.
Four. You need a death squad commander that was not born in this country. You need an interrogator who's loves torture and wasn't really born in this country, if I'm not mistaken, at least first-generation immigrant. And you need a guy who has had a lot of experience with the CIA and drug running to keep that flowing.
Yeah. Well,
then you need the guy that's called the Seed of Satan. His name translates to the Seed of Satan. Now, that's kind of a scary group of people, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not going to get an argument from me with those four.
I was listening to the Nightly News last night, and they were talking about Negroponte.
Yeah.
And they brought up the death squad thing in Central America, and there's many, I'd say many more than just a few thousand people murdered by that creep and his buddies. And they were saying that although he was, people alleged to that he was in the death squads and all this business, you know, and that he was in charge of the death squads, he was never, they never caught him, more or less. They said they never caught him. But here's the kicker. And then they said right after that, and that's why President Bush hired him. That's just what President Bush wants. Somebody who's smart enough not to get caught at criminal activity.
Well,
that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. That's a trait that is in high demand in Washington, D.C.
We've got a very large parasite class in this country that sucks and sucks and sucks off the people, and then we have the criminals that run them.
Yeah, well,
and I think it's kind of a no-brainer what to do about it, you know.
And before you say it, Bob, I'm going to thank you for the call.
I'm not going to say it. I never do. But it's a no-brainer. Yeah, we're not going to be able to throw paper airplanes at them. Hey, Robbie, you know one thing I'd like to see the Patriot Network start doing, and this is really an important thing, I believe, right now, is have some electronic experts on that are very familiar with this alternative weaponry that's about to be put upon us and how to come up with countermeasures and how to build countermeasures, how to jam their communications, and possibly how to maybe even produce the same such devices to use against them. I think that's...
Well, I've got it. I already have it. You can get it at your local supermarket. It's called Reynolds aluminum foil. All you got to do is
don't put your aluminum foil hat on.
Wrap yourself in it. Then.
No, it doesn't quite work that well. No, anyway, I'm talking about getting sophisticated with them. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I know, Bob.
But we need to delve into that.
I know.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Bob. I love this business. Rita from Texas.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
You know, I've been listening to your callers, and I remember you made a comment, you know, about Alexander de Tocqueville and his comments about the greatness of the people was in the churches.
Yes.
Well, that was before Bella Dodd, during the McCarthy hearings, was able to expose how the communists had infiltrated the seminaries here in these United States.
Well, sure.
And, you know, I'm a firm believer, you know, in the saying, you know, a person who will not stand for something will fall for anything.
Yeah.
And I really get concerned when I get reminded with the facts of this previous gentleman who was talking about, I think one of the individuals was the head of the Stasi of East Germany.
Yes.
And the other was head of
KGB.
The KGB.
Yep.
If people, what I'm seeing, I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that these individuals are the mechanisms that is being used to bring across the one by one imprisonment, an eventual massacre of the American people, just exactly as it had been done in Russia.
Well, sure. And I mean, it, as I've been saying many times, I mean, my mission, call it whatever you will, has been trying to remind Americans of their heritage and their culture, and how it's been under attack for so long. And sometimes I think most people don't realize how long this attack has been going on.
Well, I think that there are American people that are realizing how the attack is going on, and by that I'm talking about the mothers and the relatives of their kids and their relatives that are over there in Iraq.
Absolutely.
You know, one thing that I look at is that I'm not a Muslim, and I don't have anything against Muslims, but there's one thing I have noticed. Those women sure do dress a lot more modestly than what seems to be coming off the boob tube off the televisions here in the United States of America.
Oh, sure.
You know, they seem to be a lot more spiritual. There's a book that I really would recommend if you haven't read it already. It's called Double Cross. It's a book about Sam and Chuck Giacana, who was a big gangster
guy.
Yeah, out of Chicago.
Right.
And I was startled when I read the book to find out that the mafia known as the Outfit and the CIA are both out of the same coin. In other words, the book is very, very, it gives a good expose about the criminal involvement of Joseph Kennedy and how there was a double cross involved, which resulted in the assassination of John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. You know, and so when I'm starting to, it's starting to make sense to me when I'm hearing about these tortures and all these other deals, is they've sent the mob out there. So
well, yeah, I mean, your new attorney, your new head of the Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, was the attorney responsible for deep sixing the federal investigation into the FBI's involvement with Whitey Bulger, which is in Boston. And that's a recent case.
Well, that's just more evidence to support there isn't a peaceful means for law-abiding people in the United States of America to get a peaceful resolution of this controversy that is going on in our daggum communist Nazi court system. You know, the thing about it is that it's going to take a lot more suffering. People don't understand. There's a Project Exile that came out of Richmond, Virginia, and I mentioned I'm not that familiar with you, sir, but I heard about the state of Colorado.
Right.
But what this Project Exile is doing is that when I don't know how long you're going to be walking the streets free, because I agree with the caller. This targeting individuals who are trying to warn the American people of what is going on. They do silence them one by one, you know, and the Project Exile is, as I see it, the means that is being used, that they'll go in and they'll target somebody and then they'll trump up these fabricated drug and weapons charges and throw these people in jail. This has been going on for 5 or 6 years that I know of.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Project Exile is, and look, it was supported by the NRA, for goodness sake.
Well, the Nazi rogue of an association, I suppose. You know,
well, and the National Rifle Association.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Project Exile.
Well, I look at you know, there's an I'm not originally from Texas, but there's a West Texan saying, you know, bull patties walk, actions talk. You know, so what I, you know, if you're having an NRA that is supporting this kind of stuff, you know, then I'm looking at this individual that they're nothing but a daggum double-crossing type of enemy. Now, as far as, the aspect of law-abiding citizens, you know, handing over their weapons, over to the government, as you know, what is really happening there is a suicide of a nation, because every country wherein the individuals do not have the means to be able to defend themselves against abuse wind up with mass executions. That is what is going to happen here in the United States of America if the people don't wake up. But I'm kind of hopeful. I'm kind of hopeful there's still enough law-abiding citizens in the United States of America who understand that Second Amendment says the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. That's not a request. That is a command. And so I look at it. Y'all can talk, you know, y'all can talk about all these daggum communists and all this, all that is going on. But the bottom line is that government is force. And sometimes it's who was it? I think it was Churchill said something about there will come a time where you will fight for right, but there may also come a time where you will fight because there's no other choice. I can't remember that particular quote, but bottom line, how I look at it, it's better to die free than to live a life of miserable hell on earth. And that's what's coming. That's what's coming if the people don't start doing something, you know, and doing something more than talking. I really enjoy your program, and I'm so glad you said you're South African. I had a little problem with your British accent. To me, that sounds British rather than South. What is it? South Africa?
Colonial. Rhodesian.
Yeah, because I those British, they've been nothing but problems as far as I'm concerned with the United States of America. You know, we got rid of them in 1776. They couldn't say they just.
We
gotta
go, Rita. We love you.
Take care.
We love you, Rita. But we gotta go. Final segment coming up.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Final segment. I'm happy and I'm sad at the same time. We got a couple of callers left. We've got Barney in Maryland. Hey, Barney.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. I want to caution these people about listening to the History Channel like it's the gospel truth. And same way with this, in our local paper, we have an article called The Day in History that is, they have a lot of mistakes in there, and as far as I'm concerned, back during World War II especially, why everything they put in there, they have the United States as a winner, and we were losing almost every battle.
Well, the victors do get to write the history books.
And another thing is, I agree with Joan Leon about us going back as a colony to Great Britain, because Britain has 54 Commonwealth states in there that vote to block against us.
Well, sure. Oh, look, Desi Andrews says we stole a British colony, and she should know.
I'll tell you, another bad thing is the British Israelism. Are you familiar with that?
I can't say I have straight off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, they using religion, they infiltrated religion, and they changed it around.
Oh, sure. That's an old trick Cecil John Rhodes used.
Yeah.
It's a good way of confusing the evangelicals, which we have just witnessed in the last election. They get confused real easy.
Yeah. Okay, I thank you.
Thank you, Barney.
Great, bye.
Terry from Texas.
How you doing, Mr. Robbie?
All right, brother.
Fine. Good man to speak with you. I was calling because I agree with, what's the lady's name that was on before, this person here?
Rita.
Yeah, Rita, yes, makes good comments, and I think we should all have done, because I'm not going to be taken lightly when they come and get me.
Well, hang in there, Terry. Anyway, thanks for the call, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, these past 2 weeks have been, as I said, it's been amazing, and obviously... thanks to John Stadtmuller for allowing me to sit in the big chair. And I guess one of the things that really is heartfelt is that there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there that care. There's a lot of people out there that are paying attention. We are not a small minority. We are growing in leaps and bounds. The job that RBN has done in the short time that it's been on air is more representative of people yearning to find the truth. And if I can help in a small way of contributing to that, then I'll die happy. So hey, what am I doing? It makes it sound as if I'm going away. I'm not going anywhere. My show still runs each and every morning, although unfortunately I'm not on shortwave. I'd like to thank good friends at WWCR, George and Adam. We go back a ways. Sure, put a few smiles on their faces over the last 2 weeks. And until we meet again, my friends, have yourself a great weekend. Have yourself a great President's Day. Please, call it George Washington Day. Anything but President's Day. Until we meet again, see you back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.